Well, let's determine in your Bible to Matthew chapter 28, and we're going to read verses 1 through 10. The account of the resurrection. Matthew 28, 1 through 10. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen just as he did. Come and see the place where he lay. And then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. And there you will see him. Now I told you." So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him and clasped his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, for there they will see me." This is the word of the Lord. Let us pray together then. Father, we have this miraculous account of the resurrection of Jesus. The cross is now empty. The tomb is now empty. But Jesus continues to fill our spiritual void and to give us hope for life. And we thank you in the name of Jesus. I want to thank Easter means to most of the people who are living here in Nanaimo. To most children, it probably means chocolate Easter bunnies and Easter egg hunts. If you ask the mom, you might get the answer, "Well, it gives me an opportunity to go and get a new dress." Any opportunity to get a new dress, right? Ask me that, and he'll probably say, "Well, no, it means an extra day for me to have golf with my buddy. And of course, a good Easter dinner." A man was walking down the street in a small Ontario town when he noticed in a store window a beautiful painting of the crucifixion of Jesus. And he stood there looking at it for a long time. And he suddenly realized that there was a little boy who was standing next to him. And he patted the little boy on the head and he said to him, "Come, do you know what that means?" And the little boy said, "Well, don't you know? That man is Jesus. And the woman crying is his mother." "Well, and their mother, they're Roman soldiers. They killed him." The man smiled and started to walk away. In a few minutes, he heard someone running toward him, and he saw that it was the little boy. And he came running up to him out of breath. He said, "Mister, I forgot to tell you that he didn't stay dead." I wonder how many people in the Nile know the ending of the story. That the crosses that we see around people's necks and on top of churches are not the end of the story. That the empty tomb is what it is all about. Because you see, it's awfully hard to keep a good man down. Beyond the symbolism of the empty tomb, I think we find three stark realities which I'd like to share with you today for a few moments. And hopefully at the end of it there'll be no doubt in your mind what Easter is really all about. First of all, Easter means that Jesus is Lord. Verse 6 says, "He is not here. He has risen just as he did. Come and see the place where he lay." If Easter means anything at all, it means that Jesus Christ is Lord of everything. He has authority over life, death, and our salvation. Now, the scripture stresses that Jesus actually rules from the dead. Now, that's a startling thing. And the follower of Jesus, named Paul, declared in 1 Corinthians 15:5-8, you can read it, that as the basis of his personal faith were the eyewitness accounts of Jesus' resurrection. The many people who saw him alive after his death and spread the word of it. The empty tomb convinced Jesus' disciples of his lordship. For he declared himself to be the Son of God, and then with power by the resurrection from the dead. If his body had remained in Joseph's family tomb, yes, there would be another prophet who would have come that day. But there would have been no Savior. The message of Easter is that Jesus is alive. Christ is our living Lord. He has the power to resurrect us from death unto life. It's recorded in history that to carry the news of the Battle of Waterloo to England, a sailing ship signaled to a man on shore who relayed the message to another on a hill and so all across Britain. The first word, Wellington, was signaled. The next word was defeated. And then a fog closed in on the whole thing, and the message was halted. And across England, people wept over that message. Wellington defeated. And then the prophet. The communication continued with the two additional words, the enemy. Waterloo, Waterloo, Wellington had defeated the enemy. It was only then, of course, that there was this huge national celebration over this famous victory. Well, there was a great sorrow when the body of Jesus was carried from the cross to the tomb. the signal that he was sending to people seemed to say, Jesus is defeated. But you see, 3 days later, the fog lifted, and the angel announced, Jesus has defeated the enemy. He is Lord of all, the conqueror of death. So Easter means that Jesus is Lord of everything. Secondly, Easter means that mankind has an identity in verse 7. Then go quickly and tell his disciples he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. So first, visitors to the empty tomb were instructed to go quickly and to tell his disciples. And his baffled believers needed to know, not only for understanding, but also to remind them that their resurrection was to be inseparable from his. Paul reminds us in 1 Corinthians 15:23, with the word Christ, the first fruits. And it reminds us that Jesus' victory over death is our triumph too. It's just the beginning. Jesus came to bring life, a new spiritual life to all of us who believe. In John chapter 10, verse 10, he quotes Jesus saying, I have come that they may have life and have it to the fullest. To know Christ means to be resurrected with him. And this is not just something to look forward to in our preparation for eternal life. Becoming a Christian and publicly identifying with him in baptism means that we have died with Christ and left behind our old life. And we have become new people living a new life. It is as if we have left all the sins of the past and all the unhappiness of yesterday behind. They've been washed away by the blood of Jesus. Easter means that anyone can start over again. They can become like a child again, full of innocence, starting to explore life in new ways. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, if anyone is in Christ, that is, become a Christian, he's a new creation. The old has gone, and the new has come. At the close of World War I, the French army had hundreds of soldiers who were suffering from amnesia brought on by shell shock. And the faulty record system had lost the identity of the victims of the cruelty of war. And to find their families and return them to their homes, they had an identification rally scheduled in Paris. And thousands of relatives of the missing gathered in the great plaza in the city of Paris. And one by one, the men were led to a central platform where they spoke these words, or similar ones, is there anyone here who can tell me who I am? Now, I don't know how you're feeling today, whether you feel like you've lost your identity, have you lost your way? Do you really know who you are and why you are here upon this earth? What happened on Easter gives us as men and women and boys and girls the ability to be crowned with majesty, to be called sons and daughters of the Most High God. And Jesus did that for you when he died on the cross. You have a new identity. You are adopted into the family of God. So Easter means that mankind has a new identity. Finally, Easter means that life has meaning. We find that in verse 10. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Europe and to Galilee, for there they will see me." To the worshiping women, the risen Christ said, "Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee." And this was the beginning of the mission of the early church, to go and to tell others of the Christ, of the risen Christ. It has become the mandate for all believers, and it gives every believer life, meaning, now, and for tomorrow. Sometimes as Christians we feel very much like the proverbial Dutch boy who is sticking his hand in the hole in the back, keeping back the flood of evil. And if we remove ourselves from this world, if we stop witnessing to our faith, if we cease to act like Jesus, it will mean a terrible tide of evil which will overtake this world in all of its madness and all of its terror. And I'm sure that there are days when you feel like you're right in the middle. So Easter tells us that we all have a mission. It gives us meaning in our life, which otherwise seems to have no purpose and no future. William Hall wrote, "The Christ event began with life from an empty womb and ended with life from an empty tomb. Empty womb, empty tomb. What is this if not a description of the God who creates things that are, or the things that are not, and who can make dead things come alive again?" The meaning of Easter is Christ alive in you. And when that happens, your world changes, and you help to change the world around you with it. Now, in history, whenever this has happened, people touched by Christ bring beauty and love and forgiveness to our world. Such a man was George Frederick Handel, who was touched by the greatness of Christ, and in 1742 he wrote a sacred oratorio entitled Messiah. In it was the famous Hallelujah Chorus that depicts the majesty and the power of the God who saved in Jesus Christ. When it was first performed in London, the king, who was present in the audience that night, was so moved by the power of this music that told of the greatness of Christ that he rose to his feet. And the whole audience joined him. And ever since that night, every audience for almost 300 years Why is the church feast to pay tribute with the king to the real King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? So I invite you now to stand with me and listen once again to the timeless music of Handel, the Hallelujah Chorus, and in doing so, pay tribute to what Easter is all about. Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, your Savior, my Savior, risen from the dead.